Exclusive, Representative Kat Kamak, Chinese government has been building digital twins of lawmakers. By Hannah Knudsen on July 22, 2026. The Chinese government has been building digital twins of lawmakers. Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. You said the Chinese government is already deployed digital twins of every member of Congress and have been using the data that we harvested to influence the public. Host Mike Slater said, asking Kamak to explain. Yes. So the Chinese have been building digital twins of lawmakers in an effort to run digital twin simulations on different scenarios, the lawmaker said. So elections, war gaming, and their entire goal is to undermine us and get their way without ever firing a shot. Kamak said China has never been able to take down the U.S. military. But they are trying to take the nation down internally through influence. They'll never be able to take down the United States military. But what they're looking to do is basically take down the American mind. And that means influencing us through social media and through other means of communication, she explained. But how they do that is through massive data collection mechanisms. So I alluded to it a little bit. You've got the payment terminals. When you go buy a cup of coffee or get your nails done or whatever it is you're doing in your day, look at the payment terminal that you're tapping with your card or your phone, she said. If it's a white terminal and it's passed on it, congratulations. You just sent all of your financial data to the CCP, to their military. She noted the influx of Chinese cars getting pushed into the U.S. market as yet another example. Europe is already a lost cause. 30% of the cars being driven right now in Europe are Chinese. That is massive surveillance of your eyes, your biometrics. What you say in the car, where you drive, and to really put a point on this. Because I know we're up against the clock, the State Department. Up until 3 months ago, in their gift shop and in their cafeteria. We're using hack terminals, she said, explaining that every diplomat was literally tapping their personal cards on these terminals. Letting the CCP know who they were and where they actually worked. The White House gift shop. Same thing in the United States Capitol. Every single congressional staffer, every visiting diplomat, every person who came, every constituent, they all tap those terminals. Buying a cup of coffee or a meal or whatever, and it all immediately goes back, she said. Not to mention the fact that the CCP has backdoored into the technology and pass controls a third of the market share in the United States. Imagine what could happen in terms of chaos if they decide we just want to spook them a little bit. And they turn off payment terminals in this country. She continued, explaining that it is the perfect way to stir chaos. She added, it's happening and it's real, and people need to wake up to the threat. The CCP, and others, this is the fight that we are in right now. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Kat Kamak. RFL, July 22, 2026. Breitbart News Daily airs weekdays on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.